For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling Republican Leader Mitch McConnell's proposed rules for President Trump's impeachment trial a cover-up and a national disgrace. McConnell unveiled the rules yesterday. They set two 12-hour sessions each for House prosecutors and Trump's defense to make their opening arguments. With a 1 p.m. start time and breaks throughout, that means the sessions will run into the early morning hours. Senators will have up to 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense, followed by 4 hours of debate. Only then will there be votes on calling other witnesses. Any witness must be deposed privately, and only then would the Senate decide which, if any, would testify publicly. In a significant break from the 1999 Bill Clinton impeachment trial, existing House evidence from the Trump impeachment proceedings would only be admitted for official Senate consideration if a majority of senators vote to do so. Schumer denounced the proposed rules this morning, speaking on CNN.
The rules that McConnell proposed propose a trial that is rushed with as little evidence as possible and done in the dark of night. The trial doesn't even allow the evidence from the House to be entered in. So they don't want old evidence, but they also don't want new witnesses, new documents. So they don't want new evidence. They don't want any evidence. And they're trying to just, they're so sure, I think, in their hearts that what President Trump did was very wrong and that there's a very good case against him for removal.
The trial gets underway with a vote on McConnell's proposed rules and amendments to them offered by Schumer. President Trump is at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Ahead of his speech to the gathering, he dismissed the impeachment proceedings as a hoax. He told the assembled business and political leaders that he had led a spectacular turnaround of the U.S. economy. Trump also was dismissive of the climate crisis that is a focus of this year's gathering.
This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Ahead of Trump's speech, climate activist Greta Thunberg doubled down on her criticism that world and business leaders aren't taking the climate crisis seriously.
The climate and environment is a hot topic right now, and a lot thanks to young people pushing. But of course, if you see it from another perspective, well, pretty much nothing has been done since the global emissions of CO2 has not reduced. And that is, of course, what we are trying to achieve, among other things.
The United Nations Human Rights Committee has ruled that climate refugees cannot be forced to return home if they face life-threatening conditions there. A New Zealand court had rejected the asylum claim of a man from the Pacific island of Kiribati, which is expected to disappear under the waves within 10 to 15 years. The UN committee upheld the New Zealand ruling, noting that his home was still habitable, but said that the climate crisis could trigger human rights violations and thus legitimate asylum claims. Amnesty International welcomed the ruling, saying it sets a global precedent. It took intervention by California Governor Gavin Newsom and Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, but the Los Angeles-based Wedgwood Investment Property Firm has agreed to sell an Oakland house to a land trust. Under the terms of the deal, the homeless Oakland mothers known as Moms for Housing, who were evicted from the house and arrested last week, will be allowed to move back in once it's rehabbed. The mothers credit community support and organizing for the deal. They say they'll continue fighting for housing for Oakland's rapidly escalating homeless population. Kate Eda reports.
Wedgwood Properties negotiated an agreement with the City of Oakland and Oakland Community Land Trust this weekend. Under the deal, the land trust will fix up the house and let the mothers move back in, according to Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, who announced the deal. Dominique Walker is one of the members of Moms for Housing. She was not arrested during the raid last week. She says the moms are happy to be able to return to the house and that they'll continue to fight for housing for the homeless in Oakland.
We're just happy. We're ready to buy Mom's house and we're ready to continue this movement. This movement does not end today. With us, with that house on Magnolia Street, we will not stop organizing and fighting until all unhoused folks who want shelter have shelter.
According to a statement released by the office of Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff, the Oakland Community Land Trust will buy the house at a reasonable rate. Wedgwood also agreed to work with the City of Oakland to negotiate a right of first refusal program for its other properties in Oakland. Reporting from Oakland, I'm Kate Ida.
I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.